Everyone wants a better memory, so how can we improve? Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy believes we need to start by understanding that memory is made up of certain components.
The basic structure of memory is always going to be a synthesis of visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory or gustatory, or what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have felt, what we have smelt and what we have tasted. And we will bring to mind each of those layers respective to that particular memory. If you think about how you have already memorized the mastery of certain tasks that you are competent in the workplace, such as what you do just day to day during the 9-to-5 grind, you will know what you have to do after the first task because you have a visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory or gustatory memory of that preceding task. So when you've completed task A, we immediately know that we have to take action X before then moving on to task B, for instance. Because we've got VAK information stored in the memory, we know what it then looks like or feels like or sounds like when it has been completed to our satisfaction or when it would be unsatisfactory as a result. It's important also to be aware that the mind is constantly checking the new incoming information that we're receiving through the senses in VAKOG. Because if there's something new, the existing memory has to then update. If it doesn't update, then the old memory becomes outdated. It becomes irrelevant. Consequently, if relevant external information actually matches with relevant internal information, then our work can be done unconsciously. Now, this is why people can be found sometimes scratching their heads because they have no recollection of how they actually drove to work this morning. And they just operating on autopilot. But this is what we just simply call unconscious competence. We just know how to do it because we've just done it so many times before. But if we actually encounter a differential between the input of information and our memory of existing information, this is again how we know that something is different. And it's almost as if you've got two pieces of acetate and you're mapping them against one another and being able to see that actually these things do not match. There is a difference. What then we have to do is through our own unconscious and conscious questioning is to ask ourselves, okay, what is different? What is relevant? How can I use this information? Is it actually necessary for me to update the existing information or not? Because if it's not relevant, we just simply delete it. In fact, the human mind is always doing one of three things. It's either distorting, generalizing, or deleting any inbound information that we receive through the senses. Now, what is all this information for? How is it all relevant to you? Well, acknowledging that you already have a synthesis, if you will, of all these five senses linking to any specific memory, you can take that information and use it to enhance your memory. For instance, if you have a problem remembering names, but you can remember faces, then focus your attention on the visual information for that person without struggling all the time on trying to recall the auditory. Because if your proficiency is not in the auditory modality, if you will, and you are more oriented visually, then allow yourself just to act naturally when you want to recall information. Focus on the visual, because what you will actually find is almost as though the auditory is attached to the visual on a piece of elastic. As you focus and allow yourself to relax whilst you are focusing on the visual, boom, you've got the auditory coming into play. And then suddenly, you know when you get those penny drop moments where suddenly you think, I've got it now? It's because in that moment, you've allowed yourself to relax and get into the state whereby you are confident in your visual proficiency. This is why we actually say now that memory and internal state are inextricably linked. One cannot exist without the other. You cannot have a good memory without actually learning what we call state management. Just allow yourself, just in layman's terms, to relax and allow that information just to come naturally to you, whilst making sure you are focusing on that which you are proficient in.
That's Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy. For more information, see nicholashill.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.